for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour today, this Wednesday, July 8th, 2026 edition. Because of federal mandates from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, they have put work requirements on SNAP food stamp recipients. 20 hours a week to work if you're 18 to 64, able-bodied, not disabled, to qualify for SNAP benefits. If you don't work at a job, you have to volunteer or go to a job training program and prove that you spend 20 hours a week attending class, doing homework, etc. Well, states will be now required by the federal government to cover more of the direct benefit cost based on their error rate. Any error rate in the administering of the SNAP program reduces the amount of money they get. The more efficient you are at implementing, administering the program, the more money you get. Your error rate goes up, you get less money. It's basically that simple. Well, Alex Canepa of the Fair Food Network explained that reducing the error rate requires more money for better technology and hiring caseworkers to get accurate benefits out. I think in the next 2 years, we're going to start seeing a real tidal wave of liabilities going onto a balance sheet for our state governments. What happens the next time there's a recession and the number of people needing to go on food stamps doubles? Where's that revenue going to come from? Well, here's where the conundrum begins. Federal mandates from Washington, because of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, Senate Bill 878 recognizes Michigan's share of SNAP administrative funding rising from 50% to 75%. The federal government no longer covering the other 50%. In the Senate Bill 878, government passed for this upcoming fiscal year 2027 begins in October. Legislators recognize that federal SNAP funding will fall by $71.7 million and will go down because of the expected caseload drops. With these new work requirements, many people will no longer be eligible for the food stamps. The bill, Senate Bill 878, also provides an early appropriation to be dispensed this fiscal year. However, it's supporting the Michigan Works Unemployment Agency. Association Systems includes $3 million for an ongoing funding commitment, $15 million one-time appropriation, both coming out of the general fund. The supplemental payment for the current fiscal year 26 supports data system upgrades, job search, readiness programs, and administrative expenses, addressing more inquiries for SNAP benefits, and also addresses Medicaid workforce eligibility. Well, between the first quarter of fiscal year 25 and the first quarter of fiscal year 26, Michigan Works reported experiencing, listen to this number, a 16,783% increase in SNAP referrals and 616% jump in SNAP participants. Well, with the new One Big Beautiful Bill Act, that all changes. And the current fiscal year 2027 budget represents a $1 million cut to the $4 million currently being received by the Double Up Food Bucks program. This is CONEPA's organization that he supervises. The program allows people on food stamps to purchase two items of fresh fruit or vegetables for the price of one. Under the lost funding from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. So basically 50% off. This is all what they're being forced to do because of the budget tightening coming from Washington. Well, you know what, folks? The federal government is making cuts to their budget as well. So, as a result, you're going to have to figure out ways to live with the money you get. And if you're truly doing nonprofit type of work, you got to figure out ways to raise money on your own. It's that simple. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow it. Another short story we'll get to real quick. Michigan Supreme Court yesterday clarified that functional control of a vehicle, not mere legal title, determines ownership under the state's No-Fault Insurance Act. As a result, a commercial driver, a truck driver, who solely controlled the use of a tractor trailer owned by a trucking company, cannot collect personal injury protection benefits after the crash because he failed to maintain no-fault car insurance of his own. Michigan Supreme Court unanimous opinion written by Justice Brian Zara reverses a Michigan Court of Appeals decision that held that Mohammed Abdullah could seek benefits through his father's insurance policy. The Court of Appeals majority erred by focusing on the plaintiff's actual use of the semi-tractor, his business use, instead of analyzing the scope of his right to even use the tractor. We hold that the plaintiff is excluded from receiving personal injury protection benefits under MCL 500.3113 because he was an owner of a vehicle but did not have the proper insurance at the time of the accident. Abdullah was hauling tomatoes from Livonia to San Antonio, Texas. He was injured in December of 2020 when the semi-tractor trailer he was operating collided with another semi in Missouri. At the time, he lived with his parents in Lincoln Park. The tractor was registered and titled to Tornado Trucking, which Abdullah owns. But the trailer he was pulling was titled to his father's Indiana-based company, Land Trucking. The two companies have an agreement that identifies Tornado Trucking as a contractor for his father's company. But the agreement does not specify who had to maintain insurance on the equipment used to transport the loads. His father maintained PIP coverage, but he did not list his son as a named insurer, nor did he list the tractor as a covered vehicle. Abdul sued three insurance companies who provided personal and business policies to the parties, alleging that at least one of them should provide him with PIP benefits. Well, the trial court dismissed claims against two of the insurance companies. The Auto Group insurance company moved to dismiss the case, arguing that Abdul was an owner of the tractor under state laws because he had used it for more than 30 days prior to the crash, and he was required to maintain his own PIP coverage, but he failed to do so. Well, the trial court denied the Auto Club's motion, but the appellate court affirmed it. Zara, Supreme Court Justice, noted the critical question was whether Abdullah qualified as an owner under the No-Fault Insurance Act, which defines the owner as the title holder of the vehicle and someone who uses the vehicle for more than 30 days under a lease prior to an accident. Zara noted that the legislature included "or otherwise" as a catch-all category to ensure that those who routinely possess and use vehicles for a business proprietary manner need to be insured. And because Abdul had used the trailer for more than 30 days, including as a sole decision maker as to its operation and upkeep, he became the owner under Michigan law. Court also held that adopting the appellate court's reasoning would create a loophole that would allow a business owner to create a legal entity to title a vehicle in a business name, use it for business purposes without obtaining the necessary no-fault insurance. Court of Appeals inappropriately required the insurer to do so. So, get the insurance, folks, if you're going to own and operate a commercial vehicle. You got to do it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. You just heard the commercial by Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in downtown Sheboygan. Well, I made a trip up to Sheboygan yesterday, got to see Dr. Gary, had a chiropractic adjustment, had some issues going on with my lower back and my neck. And he used those magic fingers that he has, feeling every vertebrae, giving me adjustments up and down my spine. Got everything moving again, everything in place. I got up. My face was beet red because the blood was flowing again because he took care of a pinched vertebrae I had in my neck. Worked on my lower back. I immediately went next door and had a deep tissue laser-like treatment on my lower back. Sciatica, lower back pain due to summer activities, pulling weeds, bending over, lifting certain things, and actually had a slip and fall while I was moving some branches, some actually full-size big, huge branches of the trees that we had from these windstorms. I was dragging this big branch and I tripped over some smaller branches that I was moving into the wood pile, and it caused me to fall, landing kind of hard on my back. Butt first, then the back, then the shoulders. Well, Dr. Gary got everything back in alignment. And the deep tissue laser light therapy, I actually have bruises on my lower back from the fall. Stacy treated it, and I woke up this morning after sleeping really well the entire night. Got up this morning, and the pain is completely gone. I cannot more highly recommend chiropractic adjustment with Dr. Gary in Sheboygan, and then immediately going right next door and getting a deep tissue laser-like treatment. Lower back, hips, shoulders, knees, neck, whatever's going on, whatever's causing you pain, you definitely need to go see them. If you text me laser, L-A-S-E-R, I'll send you the screenshot. The phone number, 231-627 4300. You can talk to Carlene. She'll ask you some qualifying questions. Take advantage of the Trucker Randy special. you can get two laser-like treatments for $99. But I highly recommend a chiropractic adjustment first. If you've never been to a chiropractor, he's very gentle. He does most of it with just his thumb and fingers. He just massages your spine and finds out where you're locked up and gently puts it back in place, especially neck issues. He is a magician when it comes to necks. So again, can't recommend them enough. Highly recommend. Text me laser. It has the phone number to call to schedule an appointment and also their address. 323 North Main Street there in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from the PNC Bank. I use that as a landmark because their sign is the only one that is perpendicular to the face of the building. It's the only one that stands out. Look for the PNC Bank, and they're right across the street. Greatly, greatly appreciate them taking care of me last night. Real quick, short story, DNR officer involved in a non-fatal shooting incident in a Mecosta County jury trial yesterday was acquitted. Dana Nessel, Attorney General's office, charged Ryan Cox back in December 2023 with assault to intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, which was a 10-year felony. Well, the jury acquitted Cox on Monday. Chief Brandon Keft of the DNR Law Enforcement Division said, "We are grateful that the legal process in this case concluded and the jury returned a not guilty verdict. Officer Cox has navigated the standard investigation process, has gone through the legal process while maintaining his professionalism and commitment to those around him. We appreciate the jury's recognition that he acted appropriately to protect others in a dangerous circumstance." The Attorney General's office previously said Cox intervened in a verbal and physical altercation involving his own father and other campers at the Merrill Goral County Park in Barrington, Michigan, and alleged to have introduced himself as a DNR officer before shooting multiple times, hitting one of the victims. DNR and Cox responded to a woman's scream for help and used appropriate verbal commands to handle the situation. But when physical violence escalated to include Cox's father, Cox used what was determined to be justified force to stop the assailant. Not guilty. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds.